Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Today is day 13 of our 40-day sojourn together, and I hope and pray that God has met you this morning, and that you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord as you are on this call. And even those who will listen later, we pray God's blessings upon you as well. God bless you all. Day 13, we're going to get right into the Word. Today's Word comes to us from the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14. And I want to read in your hearing verses 2 and 3. And this is the last chapter of the book of Hosea, right before you get to the book of Joel. Hosea chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, in your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire chapter, which I believe will bring a blessing to your life. All right, I'm going to be reading from the NIV version of the Bible, Hosea 14, beginning at verse 2. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our gods to what our own hands have made. For in you, the fatherless find compassion. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about use your words. Use your words. Beloved, anytime a child is frustrated and they come to their parent wanting to express their frustration, one of the things I found that my parents did to me, and maybe your parents did to you, is that even when I was crying or upset, filled with anguish, filled with despair, I may have even tossed some things on the floor or acted out, my parents would always redirect me and say, listen, I want to help you, but you got to use your words. You got to use your words. Proverbs says that the power of life and death are in the tongue. And so the right words used in the appropriate place can make all the difference. In fact, beloved, when you use the right words or the appropriate words in an appropriate place, it then brings forth an understanding of what you're trying to say. Just as you would not use words of condolence at a wedding reception, the right words used at the right place are always appropriate. Albert Einstein says this, that there are times when silence becomes an act of complicity, meaning that when you don't use words, you're just going along with what's going on. And Martin Luther King Jr. said that the silence of good people is more dangerous than the brutality of bad people. Dr. King also said that our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. So, beloved, we have to use our words. We have to use our words in appropriate places, and we have to use our words in appropriate ways. And the blessed benefit in all of this is that God has given us the ability to use words. I believe this, that our words help to influence God's concern over us. So now that we know that the appropriate words are necessary, the relevant question this morning is, what words should we take to God? What word should we use when we talk to God? There are three things out of this text that I think will help us when approaching God with words. First thing, beloved, that I see out of the text that I believe will help us is that whenever we approach God, we must always say, Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. Look at the A clause of verse 2. Bible says that the prophet Hosea is sharing with the people, take words with you and return to the Lord. And when you return to him, say to him, forgive all our sins. The backdrop of the text is that children of Israel were living in a rebellious state against God. In fact, prophet Hosea, as an example of Israel's rebellion, married a prostitute and had several children with that prostitute. The children were a reminder of how Israel had become rebellious with heathen nations. And so in this chapter, God is imploring through the prophet that the people would return to God. But don't come to me all willy-nilly. Recognize who you are and return to me, but use words. And so now the first appropriate word in this appropriate place is to always ask God for forgiveness. God, forgive us for all of our sins. The announcement of forgiveness means we recognize all that we have done against God. And it's always appropriate when we approach God to say, Lord, I might not have lived up to all that you have expected, but Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. Asking for forgiveness is also a means where we believe that God has the authority and power to renew us. So watch it. As you return to God, and as you come before God having been rebellious, and you want God's forgiveness, you got to use your words. And when you use your words, you're asking God to renew us. Lord, forgive us that we might be renewed. And isn't it a blessed thing, beloved, that we can come before an ever-loving God and take the words that we have before God, return to him, and have the ability and opportunity to say, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us of our sins. But there's more here. Beloved, the second thing I want you to see is not only are we to take words with us before an ever-loving God and say, Lord, forgive us, we're also to say, Lord, receive us with grace. Look at the B clause of verse 2. It says, not only forgive our sins, but it also says, and receive us graciously that we may offer the fruit of our lips. We're asking God to do two things that involve our words. One, we ask God with our own mouths to receive us in your loving grace. In other words, we're speaking words of humility before an ever-loving God. And there's nothing wrong with coming to God with words of humility, humbling ourselves before God by way of our words, so that God can cover us with his grace. But the second thing, beloved, that involves our words is not only us having the ability to speak words of humility that cover us in God's grace, but if given the grace by God, we say, Lord, if you'd give us your grace, we want to offer words of sacrifice from our lips. We want to offer words of sincerity to you. And what the prophet Hosea is saying here is that we want to offer words of sacrifice the same as we offer calves and bulls as burnt offerings. So, Lord, allow us to lift up words of humility so that we can lift up words of sincerity. I love it. I love it, beloved, because when we lift up words of sincerity, we're lifting up words of praise and worship, words of confession and petition on the altar of God. So, beloved, we want to come to God and say, Lord, receive us with grace so that we can speak words of humility that lead to words of sincerity. But can I give you this last thing? When we take words and use words before an ever-loving God, and when in the backdrop of our lives we've been rebellious, but now God is saying you have the opportunity to return, but when you return, I need you to come with some words, not only are you supposed to say words of forgiveness, not only are you asking words of being gracious with humility and sincerity, but then the final thing, Lord, beloved, is you're asking the Lord, Lord, save us. Lord, save us. Those are the words that we're using. Lord, save us. Look at verse 3. They're saying, Assyria cannot save us. We cannot mount war horses. We will never again say our gods to what our own hands have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. In other words, Lord, save us. We're not just offering words of repentance, Lord. We're not just offering words of remorse, Lord. But we're also offering words. We're using words that renounce any other gods besides you. We want to use words that renounce our dependence on other things besides God. See, that's when you can recognize that the Lord is God and God alone. I love it, beloved, because we no longer give credence to things that we make with our own hands. We no longer give credence to the power that we have with war horses and the like. We renounce any dependence on any other thing except you. And that's how we should approach God with the words that we have. Lord, save us. And I like this because the prophet also says that the fatherless find, it says, compassion in the NIV. It says mercy in the New King James Version. The fatherless find mercy. In other words, we tell by taking words to God of the greatness of God and how God is merciful toward us. So, beloved, when we speak, trying to find the appropriate words to say to our awesome God, always take to the Lord words of forgiveness. Always take to the Lord, Lord, receive us in your grace so that we might offer words of humility and sincerity. And then always take to the Lord words of remorse and words of renouncement. Lord, we renounce anything that's not like you. Use your words, and God will bring back blessings upon your life. Verse 7 says this, and I'm praying. It says, the people will dwell again in his shade. They will flourish like the grain. They will bloom like the vine. Israel's fame will be like the wine of Lebanon. I love it, beloved. God will restore, but we have to return. But we can't return empty-handed. We've got to come with words. Use your words before an ever-loving God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come grateful and thankful for this lesson this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we have always been given the ability to come in an appropriate way before the throne of grace. Now, God, we lift up words of forgiveness. We ask that you forgive us of all our sins, O God. We lift up words, Lord God, that you receive us in your grace so that we can come with words of humility and sincerity, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to just speak to you, Lord. And then, Lord God, we offer words of renouncement. We renounce anything that's not like you. We renounce anything, Lord God, that might impede or block us from your presence and from your blessed hand. So, Lord God, allow us to continue to use the appropriate words necessary when we approach you. And then bless us, Lord, in a future time with the flourishing and blessings from above that you want to descend upon us. Lord, we love you, adore you, and bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, beloved. If you prayed that prayer with me, I believe you now know how to use your words. Use the right words in the right way before a gracious God. Amen.